If you use iTunes, you probably remember the last time U2 released an album. It was 2014 when the long-awaited Songs of Innocence landed free in every iTunes library on the day it was released. The move made U2 the target of ridicule. This week, the Irish four-piece returns with Songs of Experience. Music reviewer Tom Moon says the band's 14th studio effort is an attempt to make a change.
Really, U2's creative troubles began before the Apple deal, with the 2009 misfire, No Line on the Horizon. Then the next year, lead singer Bono and guitarist The Edge wrote tunes for the ill-fated Broadway musical Spider-Man, Turn on the Dark. Critics called the music dreadful. The Songs of Innocence album was the first attempt at a reboot. This is the second. Today we can't afford to be afraid of what we fear. I can feel your body shaking. I will meet you where the waves are breaking. U2 is at its most convincing when it has a mountain to climb. This time, the mountain is of the band's own making. It involves erasing a decade of unfavorable impressions. The band's early hits were marked by fierce idealism. These were true believers on a quest to shatter every status quo. The passion in Bono's lyrics was magnified exponentially by the roar of this rhythm section, particularly a guitar attack that transformed ordinary chords into massive weather systems. The new album returns those elements to the forefront. It's got a snarly, band playing live in the garage energy. It's not a place. This country is to me a thought that offers grace for every welcome that is sought. In interviews, band members acknowledge that the last album was a bit too manicured. This time, U2 recorded the basic tracks in several different studios, trying to capture a live feeling. The album was ready for release last fall, but then the Brexit vote and the election of Donald Trump happened. Bono has said he wasn't interested in making political screeds, but he did rewrite some lyrics to reflect the changed landscape. Statues fall, democracy is flat on its back, This band has been together for 40 years now. It's been using pretty much the same musical toolkit and slinging the same self-help slogans about devotion and grace the whole time. A few new tracks could have been slapped together by robots in U2's anthem rock factory. But for the most part, the reboot works. What came across as pompous and contrived last time now registers as earnest, genuine, and even a little bit scrappy.
The latest from U2 is called Songs of Experience. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.